Hey, folks, before we get started with the homemade broadcast this week, I just wanted to tell you quickly about NTT Fitness and NTTFitness.com. That is a full health mecca. I tell you what, located in Pinellas Park, you got group fitness classes, you got a gymnasium, you got people that will hold you accountable for your own fitness goals, and they have an excellent meal prep service. Now, I know you can cook your own food. I get it. You know how to do it. Wouldn't it be nice to have some variety, though, and it's delivered right to your door? You can get your entire Sunday back. You don't have to worry about it. It shows up on Sunday night, and then you just put it in the fridge, and you got food for the week. It is awesome. I've been using it for a few weeks, and I absolutely love it. I want you to try it out. Use code LEVELUP15. That's the homemade broadcast code at checkout, and you'll get 15% off your first order, NTTFitness.com. All right, let's start the show.
Beach Drop Park, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the homemade broadcast.
I'm real bad at this kind of thing, but you think sometime we could get together, maybe go out for some ice cream or something? I don't know.
Well, like I said, ice cream.
Yeah, ice cream. Hey, all the boys in the car need to get out.
Don't.
No.
Thanks a lot,
fellas. Talk to you.
Thanks for the ride.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
I'm Doug Stanhope, and if you're listening to this broadcast, don't take my word for it. I got tricked into this in a merch booth.
It's the homemade broadcast.
The what podcast?
The homemade broadcast.
Homemade?
Homemade broadcast.
The homemade podcast.
Yes, sir.
This is very homemade right here. This shit right here got homemade.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the homemade broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com. My name is Will Koontz. Welcome back to the show, the pod. I want to send you some stickers and stuff, man. I got a bunch of stickers. I got too many of them, and they're clogging up my drawer, and I got to get rid of them. So just let me send you some, okay? I'm begging you to let me send you some damn stickers. It's pathetic. But yeah, just hit me up on Twitter, Instagram, or whatever. Home_made_man. Slip it in my DMs. And I'll send you a nice magnet. Because I want to get new stuff, but I can't justify getting new stuff until I get rid of the old stuff. I had a friend of mine who was nice enough to hook me up with her discount at a printing company, and I got like thousands of these homemade broadcast stickers, which is great, but they weren't really what I thought, you know, they were going to be when I initially got them. I thought they were going to be, you know, ones that I could put on the car. They're going to be heavy duty. You can't really stick these on a car. They're more of an indoor thing. You know, I put one on my truck, and I stuck it on there, cleaned it off good, you know, cleaned off the glass, put it on the glass. And I arrived at my destination, and the sticker was gone. So I know that happened to a few other people, too. But, yeah, just hit me up. Home_made_man. I'd love to send you some stickers. The voice and text line is open, 813-693-2124. HMBradio.com is the website. You can catch up on old pods over there and catch up on some blog posts. And I'm going to start, if you haven't subscribed, make sure you subscribe, because I am going to do some little side podcasts, I think, eventually. I will do it. And those will only air on the HMB Radio podcast feed. So subscribe on Stitcher and iTunes. Just search HMB Radio, while one word, Tampa Bay. Click subscribe, give it a 5-star rating. These are little tiny things that only take a second, and they really do help me out. So I appreciate you taking the time to do that. So what's new in the world? Nothing good, I'll tell you that much. No, there's lots of good stuff, but good stuff's boring. Nobody cares about the fun stuff. The story that I picked this week that I want to talk about a little bit that happened locally here, it kind of in the area, down in Naples, was an audience member. And this is where we're at right now. I hate when people say it's 2019, it's the current year. Yeah, but this is where we're at in our culture right now, and it's really pathetic, and it makes me I'm just disgusted with everybody right now. There's extremists on both sides that are trying to ruin everything for the vast majority of the middle that are sane people. And what happened was there was a comedian. His name is Ahmed Ahmed, and he was performing at Off the Hook Comedy Club down in Naples, so kind of in the area, a little bit down south. But he made a joke, and somebody got offended by it because an audience member called 911 after attending comedian Ahmed Ahmed's show at Off the Hook Comedy Club on May 12th. The caller said Ahmed asked the audience how many Middle Eastern people were there. And according to the 911 call released by the Collier County Sheriff's Office, the caller said about 25 Muslims were at the show, claiming to be from Iran and Iraq. And Ahmad allegedly said, we could organize our own terrorist organization. Now, maybe not the best joke, but it's kind of, you know, just a little zinger you could throw in there that'll get people to, you know, chuckle a little bit, throw people off. And if there's any place in the freaking world where you shouldn't take everything literally and seriously, it's at a comedy club. What are you going to a comedy club for? Now, I mean, comedians that I saw here locally were just going on about this is Islamophobia. No, it's just people being overly sensitive about stuff. You know, there's left and right extremists on both sides, and some people have their things. You know, the left calls everybody a freaking racist, and the right thinks that all people from south of the border are rapists and murderers, and that somebody might blow up a comedy club. So everybody's got their thing that is just freaking ridiculous and absurd, and this happened to be a thing on the other side. So the comedians that I saw, my left-wing comedian friends, were just going on about this and how terrible this was. Now, they love when the comedians will call Tucker Carlson a white supremacist, racist, extremist, but they this is their thing, so they're jumping all over this one as proof of, I guess, that narrative that they're trying to portray. I want to play, first I want to play this quote from Ahmed Ahmed, because they actually had the quote. I hope it's audible. I don't know if it is or not, but we're going to try. We're going to see what's going to happen here. And I should have this queued up. I don't, because I am an idiot.
Okay, clap. You're like, yes, I own. Clap, be proud. Any other Arabs? Clap if you're from the Middle East. All right, we've got a handful of us in here, guys. But hey, it only takes one of us.
And yeah, that was it. I don't even know if you could hear that. If you can't, sorry. It's audio from somebody's cell phone or something. But I want to hear now I want to play the 911 call. This is 3 minutes and 40 seconds, so I don't think we're going to listen to the whole thing. And I haven't even heard this yet, so I'm interested to see what this is.
Collier County Sheriff's Office, Deputy Cormier, this line is recorded. How may I help you?
Hi, I don't know if I have the right department, but last evening...
No, you don't have the right department, by the way.
I went to a comedy show. And the comedy show is happening again tonight at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
At Off the Hook.
Yep.
On Pine Ridge Road. Are you familiar with that?
I am, yep.
Okay. There was a comedian. He's his name is Ahmed Ahmed, and he's Middle Eastern. And the first thing he said when he got out on the stage was, "Okay, how many Middle Eastern people do we have here?" And a whole bunch of people raised their hand. I guess they went to see him because he was Middle Eastern. You know, when you hear the name Ahmed Ahmed.
Right.
Okay, first of all, he's butchering the delivery here. It's terrible. And you shouldn't try to do it verbatim because it sounds awful. And to say that this guy thinks that just because, a good Islamic comedian, I guess we can go to this one. That's what it is. Nice logic.
I guess so. And there weren't a lot of people there, I guess, because of the name. I went because I...
Also, there's not a lot of people there because it is an Islamic comedian, and that's why there's not a lot of people there. Again, great job.
Got free tickets.
Okay.
And as the people raised their names, they said, "Where are you from?" "Oh, I'm from Iraq. I'm from Iran. I'm from Pakistan. I'm from here. I'm from there." He said, "That's great." He said, "We could organize our own little terrorist organization."
Oh.
And I don't think that was right.
Right.
I mean, it really bothered me.
Yeah, I understand that in this environment.
And I yelled out, "Yeah, and the paddy wagon's going to be outside to get all of you."
Oof. Oof.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Is that something that should not be said?
Absolutely. Not, sir. And now I kind of understand. He got free tickets. He had no idea what was going on. He probably won them from the radio or something, and he's a cheapskate and had free tickets, so it's a free night out for him. Probably went by himself or took his stupid wife or something, and they went out to a free comedy show. It's a way to shut her up because they never do anything anymore. And he's like, "I'll take you somewhere, you bitch." And then they went to this free show. But absolutely not. This is, you should be able to say whatever you want. Aside from shouting fire in that theater that they're doing comedy in, that's pretty much the only limitations.
Well,
I don't know. I'm not a certified deputy, so I don't know the law on it, but I can send a deputy out there if you'd like, and maybe they can talk with them and see, you know, what that was about.
There's another show at 7 o'clock. I don't know if he's going to say it again.
Yeah.
You know, there's a total of five shows. No, five shows. Two on Friday, two on Saturday. Yeah, five.
Oh, my God. Who cares?
Five shows. So, I don't know if he's going to say it again, but... I just thought it was terrible. My wife and I looked at each other, and we felt very uncomfortable.
Oh, no. You felt uncomfortable at a comedy show. See, you're not equipped to go to a comedy show, then. You should go, I don't know, to church. What's an Islamic church? What are they called? A mosque? Don't go to a mosque. You're not equipped for that, but you can go to your church, whatever you do.
Yeah, I understand that. Like I said, I could send somebody out there tonight and have them see what's going on.
Okay. Maybe listen in and see if he says something like that.
Yeah, would you like anyone to contact you with that?
And what? What are they going to do? This is free speech here in America. You can say whatever you want, especially at a goddamn comedy club.
Outcome or anything?
Well, I wouldn't want my name used.
You don't have.
Why not? Why wouldn't you want your name used if you're standing up for America under this terrorist threat, alleged terrorist threat that's being made here? Why wouldn't you want the credit for stopping it? Because he knows he's full of crap. That's why.
I wouldn't want anybody. I wouldn't want my name told to the comedy club at all.
Okay.
They go there all the time.
Yeah. Well, then I'll just leave it anonymous then, and they'll just address it and see if it's something they need to handle, then they will.
Thank you.
Okay.
Because they start at 7, and
okay.
He comes on a little later because they have two other comedians.
Okay. I'll let them know. All right. We appreciate that.
I was debating
that.
On whether I should call or not.
Yeah, I understand.
But I just think it's
You shouldn't have.
Bothering you, you know.
Yeah.
It's better to check it out.
It's there were about 25, you know, Muslims there.
Okay.
Oh, no.
So.
All right. Well, we'll have them check it out. Okay?
All right.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Have a good.
This guy stinks. I can't stand this guy. He shouldn't. I was just said the club should bar him. No. Don't bar him. Don't ban him from the club. But holy crap, man. What is going on? Everybody is so. Everybody's got to stop. We have to call this stuff out. And we have to let people know we're not doing this anymore. What would you even call it? This just worry wart. Telling tattletale culture that we have, just stop it. We're done. So, you know, the Ahmed responded, and he said, I don't know if it's fear, racism, ignorance, or Islamophobia, or whatever you want to call it. I don't like the angle that this guy's taking either. You should just make fun of him and call him an idiot. I think that's the way. Ridicule is really good for exposing this type of behavior. We don't need to get into all the phobias and the isms and all that stuff. Let's just, he's a dope, okay? The person admitted to the dispatcher that they called deputies because they felt uncomfortable, and he didn't think it was something that should be said. Well, guess what? You don't get to determine that. That this guy in the audience doesn't get to determine what is said by a comedian at a club. And if you don't like it, he should have picked up his stupid wife, literally, by the neck, and walked outside and left.
This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is RadioCP.com.
The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you by Truvy Salon and Spa, T-R-U-V as in Victory, Y, Salon and Spa.com, 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, right here in St. Petersburg. Check them out. Get a haircut, get your spa treatment, get some Botox shot in your face, because that happens once a month. And you can make your appointment today at Truvy, T-R-U-V-Y, salonandspa.com. This week on Car Time, I still haven't found a good segment for this, I had a nice Mother's Day lunch hang with my mom, and she dropped some bombs on me a little bit. And it was entertaining and a little frustrating at the same time. So let's hear my time in the car this week on Car Time. My mom's a conspiracy theorist. She's completely out of her mind. I love her. She's my mom. But she's crazy. And I've kind of learned to accept that. It's always been something, you know, growing up. But did Mother's Day this weekend. Was looking forward to it. Took her to a nice beach-ish restaurant, bar. Had some drinks. And I had a strategy because I don't have a lot of patience. That's something I need to work on, is patience. And I don't want to get mad at her and yell at her on Mother's Day. So, I'm just gonna keep it light. That's the plan going into this Mother's Day lunch. Keep it as light as possible. You know, you talk about what's going on. What's going on in my life? Well, that took about 8 minutes. And then after that, what do you talk about? And I know what, as soon as I get to her apartment, she's got on some video, which looks like a couple dudes doing a podcast about who knows what, flat earth or the airplane, what do you call that? When jets spit out the clouds and they're poisoning the earth. She told me last time we hung out that the government is poisoning the earth on purpose. Now, conspiracy theories, I'm all in for. I find them fascinating. But there has to be an end game for these things. There has to be a reasonable outcome for these things in order to be feasible. Like conspiracy theories, some of them have been true. Gulf of Tonkin is one off the top of my head where they tried to sink that boat to get us into war. And She said that the elites are poisoning the earth, the 1%, on purpose, so they can sell air. Okay. And how's that going to work exactly? Well, they'll make air and they'll sell it to us, and then we'll have to wear some sort of mask. And if we want to survive, then we'll have to buy the air from them. Okay. What are they going to do? They're also going to have to live in this poisoned world. No. They'll live in space stations, or they'll have domes over their home. So they'll have clean air. And you go, okay, but they still have to live on the planet. Like, you're just living in a nice prison if you're living in a dome house with clean air in it. I mean, yeah, it's a nice prison, but it's still, your movement is so restricted. Nah, I wouldn't want to do that. That sounds terrible. And I had to explain to her what do you call those things? Jet streams? The cloud things that come out? Chemtrails? I don't know. Vapor trails? Something. And I tried to explain that, oh, it's pressure in the air and condensation from the aircraft. That was useless. Lost cause there. No reason even bothering to go into that. I think people just want to be a part of something. They just want to have some knowledge that nobody else has. And I mean, I kind of understand that, you know, you want to be a part of something. But, and then this, at our lunch, it went into, what was the thing? Oh, the Green New Deal. She's totally against. I am too. And I was like, oh, good, we get some common ground here. We can talk about why we oppose it. I oppose it because, you know, it's going to be bad for the American worker, and it's going to, severely limit our competitiveness in the world economy. I don't know too much about it. I just know it doesn't sound good. You can't travel. It's going to cost a bunch of money. I mean, there's lots of reasons to be against it. Even the labor unions came out against it and stuff. So it's not really even a left and right paradigm. There's people on all over the spectrum that are against this thing, and they don't think it's feasible. But she goes, oh, yeah, the government is buying guillotines in mass. And I go, what? Why? And I go, oh, well, because when you go over your carbon credit, the government will just cut your head off. And that'll be it for you. That's it. You're done once you use your carbon credit. Which I thought was crazy. I mean, that obviously sounds wild, too crazy to be believed. And then some guy on the radio show called and goes, oh yeah, that's true. And I haven't looked into it yet, but isn't there just more cost-effective ways and easier ways to kill people in mass? Wouldn't gas work better, or, you know, just blow up a town or something? I don't know. Seems like guillotine is awfully specific for mass murder. So that was it was tough. I don't really know what to do about it. It's kind of hard to the last thing was which I just couldn't take it anymore. I had a few rum punches, and I had to just stay calm but let my feelings be known. I kind of just let her talk, because she doesn't get to talk to anybody. She got off of Facebook. Thank God. She got off of Facebook. So she doesn't really get to talk to anybody, you know, outside of her. I don't know if she's commenting online and talking with people online, but she's probably just watching these vids, accumulating this information, and just keeping it to herself. So I know she doesn't get to talk to anybody, so I kind of was just like, just let her talk. Let her have some time to get this stuff out. But then she got into the vaccines thing. She goes, if I knew then what I know now, I would have taken you into the forest and raised you in the forest and not gotten you vaccinated. I went, well, thank God you did not find me or find that information back then. Holy crap. I just said, listen, I just couldn't disagree with you anymore on the vaccinations. I know what you're saying. I know that it's some sort of grand conspiracy to poison the population somehow. But again, it's like, what's the end game there? Even if some side effects come from these vaccines, isn't it better than dying from measles and mumps and rubella and smallpox and hepatitis? Like, isn't it better to have defenses against those diseases? Those are more liable to get you than, you know, I think all, you know, autism's a big thing with the vaccines, that they think that's what, or the people who are anti-vax say that's a big thing. But she was going in, oh yeah, viruses, or are injecting you with viruses instead. I'm like, well, if they want to kill you, just get measles or mumps or rubella or hepatitis, smallpox. You'll just die from that instead. But I guess there's a reason that she's found. So it's really hard to have conversation. I'm fascinated by the conspiracy. One of my really good friends is into this too. I thought he was kind of off of it because he was telling me years ago about the lizard people. That's a fascinating conspiracy theory. And bunch of other stuff. You know, he was a pioneer for this stuff for me. So I always enjoyed hearing his perspective and what weird stuff he was into. Of course, I would shrug it off and be like, well, you're a lunatic. But God bless you. I enjoy hanging out with you. And it's always an interesting conversation. And I thought he was kind of done with it. He just became like this huge Trump dude who was just super into Trump. And I thought, oh, well, he's just like mainstream, you know, conservative guy again. Because he kind of grew up that way. He had a George W. Bush sticker on his truck. And I just kind of fell back into that. And I was like, oh, all right, you know, whatever. And then we went and had a couple beers one night. And the floodgates opened. Again, this is a guy who doesn't get... I don't think he gets to talk to anybody. Because he shared things on Facebook. And he was attacked by... supposedly our friends. He had one of our friends call the Child Protective Services on him. Because he was posting pro-Trump stuff. And he's a marijuana user, so he was freaking out. He's gonna have one of these people show at his door. They do a inspection, and they find a freaking pipe, a pot pipe, and then he gets his daughter removed. Like, wow. So he just got, like, it's not worth it. You know, it wasn't worth him potentially losing his daughter off of, so he just bailed. Which is a smart move, but can you imagine disagreeing with somebody politically so you call Child Protective Services? I don't like the word evil, but that is a wicked thing to do to somebody. Somebody that's supposedly, you know, friends of yours. That's... God. I hate everybody. People are so passionate about politics, and they have such a superficial view of the world and their positions. And it's just, I see it every day, and I just go, that's just not true. This meme that you posted is a lie. It's false. Just Google it, man. Or lady. Usually it's ladies that do that. So, I don't know. I don't know how the Facebook stuff got really looped into that, but conspiracy theorists, I'm all for it. It's very fun, very entertaining, and a lot of them end up being true. Not a lot of them. Some of them end up being true. It comes out years later. But if you're going to have a conversation about these things, at least you got to have an end game. What's the end game purpose there? That's the big one. This has been Car Time. if you have any conspiracy theories that you believe are true, you can call in and tell me, because I'd like to hear them. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. Yeah, I want to hear your conspiracy theories. So, talk to you in a sec. Bye.
This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is RadioCP.com.
The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you by Homemade Podcasts with an S.com, homemadepodcasts.com. That's my website, and it's a media consulting business. If you're interested in learning how to podcast, don't know how to start, I can help you. If you're a local business that wants to reach new and existing clientele through the medium of podcasting is growing immensely, exponentially every year, I can help. HomemadePodcasts.com. Or if you're a business owner here in Tampa Bay that's interested in advertising with a local outlet here that's focused on the Tampa Bay area, again, I know a guy. It's me. HMBRadio.com. Hit the contact page. I would love to work with you. This week on Stay Woke, we talked a little bit about tattoos and how people are getting them taken off now. There's a lot of tattoo regret. We saw a story in the New York Post about that. So we talked a little bit about tattoos. And you can listen to the show locally here in Tampa Bay on 102.5 The Bone. If you just download the app, you can do that. And you can get it on demand because it's on at midnight. And it's a little late for most people. It's only an hour, but midnight, most normal people are asleep. I wish I was, but maybe one day I'll get to sleep. I'll be looking forward to that. You can tune in at theboneonline.com or, like I said, just get the app and then you scroll down to the archive shows and the last show plays 24 hours in a loop until the next show comes out. So I encourage you to get that app and let's listen to a little clip about tattoos.
Tattoos! You don't have any tattoos, do you, Will?
I don't.
Did you say you wanted to get tattoos, though?
Yeah. I wanted to get a bunch of tattoos, but number one, I'm poor, and tattoos tend to be very expensive.
They are, especially if they're done well.
And then number two, I just haven't found anything that I would want to have on my body for the rest of my life.
Yeah, and you kind of had a rule that I liked. You said if you still want it in a year, then you'll get it, right?
Yes.
Did you say that?
Correct.
Yeah, and there's been one tattoo that I thought about, and I looked into it a little bit, but I'm thinking to myself, I don't need any sort of ornamentation on my body, I realized.
What's the tattoo?
I wanted to get a tattoo. It was actually of a George Carlin quote. It was "Think off center."
Oh.
And I wanted to get that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I wanted to get that like under my arm, like under my bicep.
Like a tribal.
Is that tribal?
Like in a tribal band?
No. Just like written.
Why not get a tribal band as well?
Like, I don't understand why with the quote,
I don't know. It look cooler.
No, absolutely. I'm not a Mel B or, you know, Maori or
I
something
love
like that.
My favorite thing in the world to do, one of my favorite things to do to people, whenever they show me their new tattoo, you just go, you kind of give them a sly smile and go, that's pretty cool, man. That's real cool.
It's
and then
so
they
politely.
Just go, what? What? What's and you're like, no, nothing. I think it's cool. I like it quite a bit.
Yeah.
And then you just mess with them, and it's really good. It's like doing you can do it with haircuts, too.
Oh, I hate doing that, man. I hate doing it. I could do it on stuff where they can change their outfit, you know, like, oh, that outfit looks great. Nice jacket.
I don't give a crap.
I know, but when it's something that's permanent on your body, and I feel like I have to play along and be like, this is great.
I shamed my father. When my dad turned 50, he wanted to get a tattoo.
Of what?
Did I tell the story before?
I think so, but tell it again.
He's 50. He's having a midlife crisis.
Sure.
He wanted to get a sports car and get a tattoo. Mm. And he was like, yeah, I'm thinking about doing that. I'm like, oh, cool. What are you going to get? He goes, well, I was thinking about getting a coral snake. A coral snake is a type of snake, obviously.
Is that
the red and poisonous
is,
one that's
okay,
native to
red
Florida?
Red touches yellow.
Yes.
You're a dead fellow?
That's the
something
one.
Like that? Okay.
Yep. And he goes, but I want to get it like bursting out of my arm. So it like wraps around in different, like around my bicep and tricep area. And I just did that to him. I just gave him that smile and went, that's pretty cool, man. And he goes, what? I just go, nothing. You should do that. And then I think I shamed him out of that. I think I made fun of him, and he ended up not getting it.
That's probably for the best.
It's probably for the best. Absolutely. He got an RX-8, a Mazda, for a few years that he had instead, and then he sold it, and then he got it out of his system.
Yeah, and I don't know. To me, tattoos are not my thing. I don't mind if, obviously, I don't care what you do with your body, but especially if you have tattoos, like, on your knuckles.
Yeah.
Or on your face or on your neck.
Yeah.
I want to look at your criminal
record.
And yes, I am stereotyping, but I feel like if you are advertising like things on your knuckles, like I feel like you want me to think that you're a badass, right?
Yeah.
You want me to think that you're hardcore, and guess what? I believe you. If you are like advertising that, I'm gonna believe you, right?
Right.
But the funny thing about that is like you dress a certain way or you present yourself in a certain way. I judge you in the way that you want to present yourself, and then I'm the asshole that's judgmental. Like it's just so crazy to me. Like if you dress in a suit and you look serious at the job interview, I'm gonna believe you that you're serious and you want this job. If you dress like a schlub, I'm going to believe you that you're a lazy piece of S and you don't really want this job. You're not really serious. Like, however you present yourself, I'm going to believe you. Is that wrong?
No, I don't think that's wrong. I think that's totally right.
Right.
With tattoos, the stigma's wearing off. But, yeah, I mean, tattoos started off as a kind of freak shows got tattoos
taboo,
when it started.
Sort of thing.
And then the military started getting them, like the Navy. And then it kind of branded off into like motorcycle guys.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's pretty mainstream. Like
absolutely.
Most people have tattoos, but they're usually in places where if you wear a long sleeve shirt, if you're in a place of business, you know, you don't see them anymore. And I think that's fair.
That's fine.
Because there is something about the face tattoo that is, whoa, that guy is tough.
Jarring.
Or lady.
Yeah.
Seeing a lady
you've been
with a face
through.
Tattoo.
It's like a very... I know we have a lot of prisoners
listening.
You were
molested or something.
I feel like you killed somebody or you went to prison. You went through some hard S. That's what happened.
It would just be so hard. Like, I would be hesitant. And this is a bias, and I totally understand that. But I wouldn't want to buy something from you if you have a face tattoo.
I would hold my purse a little bit tighter if I was around you. It's the truth. Sorry.
Maybe that's not fair. I mean,
no,
that's probably
it's
not
totally
fair.
Listen, Will, it's totally fair. That's fine. Because here's the thing. Like, most people that we know that have face tattoos or we've seen, they're a little rough around the edges, right?
Definitely.
And then you're creating this heuristic where every time I see someone with a face tattoo, they're kind of either an ex-criminal or they're kind of badass or hardcore or whatever. And I believe you. That doesn't mean I'm going to preemptively shoot you, but I'm just going to be a little bit cautious. That's how far my judgment leads me, or that's how far my discrimination goes, is I'm just going to be a little bit cautious around you. I think that's okay. It's just all about self-preservation, man. I'm just going to be a little bit careful because, you know, I feel like you might be a little, you know, on edge. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that's totally fair.
I think that's fair. It says here, though, in this article, that costly face tattoo removals are on the rise as regret sets in. That's the one thing that I feel really bad for in terms of like when I see really young people, like people in their late teens, like as soon as they turn 18, they get a bunch of tattoos, maybe early 20s. I'm like, man, you should have waited just a little bit longer because you got it. It's going to be on you for life. And maybe it's kind of cool or edgy or scenester when you're, you know, 19, 20. But then you turn 45. It's kind of weird, right? It's kind of a little creepy that this guy, his name is Mauricio Arias, he has Latin pride tattooed on his eyelids. Mm. Eyelids. And he has one on his cheek. It's just not a good look. So people are now paying for a high dollar for all these facial removals, or not facial, tattoos removals on their face. So I want to hear from the people. Do you have a tattoo that you regret? I would like to know what it is, where it is, what it says, and what it means. I think it's actually more edgy now, or more kind of out of the ordinary to not have a tattoo.
I think it would be, I don't know if the majority of the population has a tattoo. That's probably not true.
Mm-hmm.
But where I live,
yeah,
you know, in St. Pete.
In our age group,
I would say I'm definitely in the minority.
Same here.
Not having one.
I've never gotten a tattoo. I don't even have my ears pierced. I have zero piercings. Never dyed my hair. Never gotten a spray tan. Never been in a tanning booth. This is just how I came out of the vagina. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't want to.
Same size.
Same size, same everything. But yeah, I really don't like it. And I know this is, some people don't have issues with it, but I think it's kind of barbaric to pierce a baby's ears. I don't like that at all.
Without their consent?
Yeah. Or they're like a few months old, not even. Sometimes like a month. I don't know how early they do it. Maybe 3 months.
Yeah.
But they pierce the ears, and I'm like, what's the point? Like, you're subjecting them to like a potential infection,
mm-hmm,
and pain. They just don't. And for what? Oh, so you know it's a girl. Put a bow on its freaking head. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like that at all.
Yeah,
but
just let them wait to make their own decision. It's not. It doesn't hurt that bad.
No, I mean, I know. And that's what my mom did. You know, she was like, you know, wait till you're like 13. And then when I turned 13, I was like, I never want to get this done. She's like, cool. Well, I'm glad I didn't do it when you were a kid.
There you go.
You know, so, and I just don't think it's a good thing to subject an infant to, you know, I mean, you're putting a hole in its body that doesn't need to be there. And if you really think about it, it's kind of like a weird sort of practice that we do. It's like we're turning our bodies into like a Christmas tree or something. You're putting all these like ornaments on it. Again, totally fine if you want to do it yourself, but don't make a baby do that.
It's a cross cultural thing. A bunch of different cultures have some sort of body augmentation, whether it's some sort of piercing or variant on that with the discs around their necks. Ugh. Or that people always modify their bodies in every culture.
Binding.
So there must be something to it. There must be a reason why we kind of do this stuff.
Well, it's culture related.
But every culture seems to do it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like it's a feature of being human.
Seems a human thing, not only a culture thing.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, that's what defines humans partially, is like our culture that we teach each other. And people have different cultures have different like signs of beauty and things like that. Like you mentioned, the rings around the neck, or like the Chinese and the foot
tiny
binding.
Shoes, yeah.
Oh God, that's terrible. A horrible, horrible thing to do. You can't walk. Obviously, you can't run. You can't do anything. Your foot is like 3 inches long. You know what? They break the feet, you know that?
Yeah.
And they bind it, and then they break it. Oh, God. Sorry. I know people don't like to say it, you know, hear people say that. Oh, that's not very nice. That's racist. It's not racist. It's just, it's bad. It's bad news bears. It's not good for you. When you break your feet, you go to the doctor, and you get a cast.
Right.
You know, I don't subject to cultural relativism.
Mm-hmm.
The whole notion of like, well, that's their culture. No, that's a bad idea. You don't do that.
Yeah,
you don't do that to people.
Yeah, yeah. It seems like some things definitely are just objectively bad.
Yeah.
And we should be able to say that without fearing repercussions.
Absolutely. And in China, I think it's outlawed. So even they were like, oh, mabi,
yeah,
sorry.
We're in the 20th century now.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
All right, there we go. Stay woke. Midnight's 102.5 The Bone. Tune in when you can. And with that, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to leave. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. Visit RadioSt.Pete.com. Check out all the great shows on there, archived for your convenience. And follow me on Twitter and Instagram, home_made_band. You can find Radio St. Pete at RadioSTPETE. That's Radio St. Pete. Easy as pie. All right. My name is Will Kuntz. This has been HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. I hope you have a great week. A great time, a great life. Talk to you later. Bye.
Have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSt.Pete.com.